Dad, I have a question. What is a trade war?
Hi, everybody. I'm Spencer.
And I'm Luke. And on today's episode of Dad, I have a question, we're going to be talking about trade wars, which are... Well, go ahead.
Okay, why do you ask what a trade war is?
Well, I've been seeing it in the news lately, and I was wondering what it meant.
So, a trade war... Let's take a step back. Okay, what is trade? So, let's say the U.S. makes... I don't know, what's something that we might make? Something we manufacture in the U.S.? A refrigerator, okay?
Right.
So some company makes a refrigerator in the U.S. and we sell it to somebody. It gets exported to Mexico, okay?
Got it.
And somebody in Mexico buys that refrigerator. And somebody in Mexico makes, what should they make in Mexico? I don't know. Whatever. A car, okay? And cool. That gets exported to the U.S. And we buy that car that was made in Mexico. And by the way, it could be from an American company like Ford, but it was made in Mexico. Okay? So in those two examples, sometimes countries decide to impose a tariff, which is just a fancy word for a tax, on imports. What's an import? Do you know what an import is?
It's something coming from another
exactly.
place, right?
In our example.
It would be the car.
Exactly.
The car would be imported
exactly.
from Mexico.
And the refrigerator would be what? From the U.S. into Mexico.
It would be exported.
Exported. Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
You see that on computers a lot. Like, would you like
yes.
to export this?
You're right. Computer? You're right. So that when the computer imports or exports things, it doesn't have a tariff.
Right.
But sometimes countries impose tariffs, okay? And so let's imagine for a second there's a 10% tariff on imports from Mexico. And so in that example...
That means we're being charged or Mexico's being charged?
Well, if it would... Let's say the U.S. passes a 10% import tax, it would mean that when that car got sold in the U.S.
And let's just say that car was sold for $100 just to make things
right. Then the consumer that buys the car that's manufactured in Mexico wouldn't pay $100 for it. He would pay...
$110.
Exactly. And that $10 would be a tax or tariff. Okay.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So why would the United States impose a tariff on that car that was manufactured in Mexico?
Oh, I think... Is it because the people from the U.S., they want... them to buy stuff from the U.S.?
Exactly.
Not from different places?
Exactly. So the reason the U.S. might impose a tariff is to try to discourage American companies from manufacturing things abroad or
this
in other countries.
This kind of reminds me of our episode last time where we talked about how the government tries to discourage in water bills by
yes.
people using less water. It's another way... It's another way that the government tries to make people do what they want by making them charging them more money.
Exactly. Yeah, the government uses tax policy to change behavior. Right. We talked about this with what was the tax that we talked about in the taxes episode?
Was soda tax.
The soda tax. Exactly.
Did we talk about the soda tax? I've heard about the soda tax.
I think we talked about it in that episode. Anyway, okay. So
just. For anyone who doesn't know...
Oh, or if you didn't listen to that episode, 10 seconds on the soda tax. In some cities, there's a tax on drinking, like, cola, like sugary drinks, in order to discourage you from doing that.
Yeah.
And encourage you to drink healthier stuff. Okay, so...
That's the government charging a tax on it.
Exactly.
Trying to make you...
Or cigarette tax is another example. The government charges a lot of taxes on cigarettes to discourage people from smoking cigarettes. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the government sometimes imposes tariffs... to try to get companies to manufacture things in the U.S. and reduce imports from other countries.
But
now,
Mexico doesn't like that.
Okay, yeah, good, good, good. Okay, so let's say the U.S. imposed a 10% tariff on Mexican imports. What might Mexico do?
Well, they would just charge a 10% import on,
say it louder.
On America.
Yeah, they would
charge a 10% import on America.
Exactly, they would retaliate. They'd be like, well, we're going to charge that refrigerator 10%. Because we want...
And then it just keeps going up.
Okay, and well, that is a trade war, okay? So...
There's more information. Don't worry. There's more things to talk about.
So this is very much in the news lately because President Trump has been increasing tariffs on certain countries, especially China. That's where it's mostly in the news. In order to encourage manufacturing in the U.S. and discourage manufacturing in China. And... it's very controversial, okay? And we try not to get too political in this podcast because we want to keep it, clean. But you know, it's a very controversial topic. Let's just say that, right?
So you have plenty of people talking about political things all day. You can take some business stuff.
There you go.
Learn your business stuff from us.
Exactly. If people want to hear political podcasts, there's plenty of political podcasts out there. Now, I will say this, and this is not really political, but I will say that most economists believe that the lower the tariffs, the better. That ideally, there in a perfect world, most economists would tell you there should be no tariffs. Countries should not charge any tariffs on each other.
International trade people would trade with each other a lot if that happened.
Okay, you just answered the question that I didn't even have time to ask, which is what would the benefit be of no tariffs? And your answer was spot on. You said
that there would be a lot of international trade.
And why would that be good?
Because then we could America could have a lot of stuff. You could have the stuff manufactured in America, plus the stuff manufactured in China.
Exactly.
Plus everything.
Exactly. Now,
I was thinking about this because I'm doing a play in school right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about international trade a little bit because it's about the history of California and how Spain basically cut off California from trading.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got independence from Spain and we started trading with a lot of other places like Russia.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm kind of glad you brought that up because
so we'll see about that.
When you learn American history, the tariff, as they call it, it plays a huge role in the 1800s and even the 1700s, but mostly the 1800s and the early 1900s. It was one of the main political issues that people debated. Like, should we charge a tariff on other countries or not? And it figures very prominently in American history. In fact, it even comes up in Hamilton, if I remember correctly, right at the very beginning of the country in the show Hamilton. Okay, anyway, so...
So you can look up the tariff online. There'll probably be a lot of current stuff if you look up tariff right now, but...
You can type into Google, you know, tariff in the 19th century U.S., and you'll find a Wikipedia entry or something that I'm sure would have tons of information.
And yet, still, if you were to watch our Google search results episode, you would probably still find a lot of current day stuff on there.
That's true. That's
because
true.
There's just so much more that can be put on there. You should go listen to our Google episode if you haven't.
So I said, in theory, economists would really like no countries to charge any tariffs. And what would happen in that case is the countries... the countries that would manufacture the things that they could manufacture really well would do so, and those that didn't do as well would stop doing that. So, for example, if in Mexico, it was really efficient and effective to manufacture cars, that's where the cars would be manufactured, and if in the U.S. it made a lot of sense for one reason or another for us to manufacture air conditioners or whatever, we would. So like everything would kind of sort itself out. But the problem with that, and proponents, people that support the tariff, the problem with that is that could create a lot of dislocation in the economy. Meaning that what if you work in Ohio or Michigan in a car assembly line, you know, in a car factory, and... all of a sudden those jobs start leaving the United States and going to China or Mexico. Well, then you would be pretty unhappy because maybe you don't know how to make air conditioners, but you know how to make cars, and you wouldn't have a job, right?
Right.
And actually, we talked the other day when we went on a walk, we talked about this issue. Remember, we were talking about Michigan. I forget why it came up, but you asked about Flint, Michigan, and I said that...
I was reading a book about that, about Flint, Michigan.
Okay. And I told, what did I tell you about Michigan?
You told that a lot of cars used to be made there, you said.
Yeah.
A little bit less now, but cars are still made
exactly.
there.
Exactly. And that has, that has made it difficult for some parts of
and
America.
This would become even more, it would become even more difficult if this were to happen.
Yes. So, one of the reasons that Trump has increased the tariffs on certain imports is to try to protect certain types of manufacturing jobs in the United States to get more companies to manufacture in the U.S.
That makes sense.
Okay, I think we covered the tariff.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Just, you never actually specifically said this. we're in a trade war right now.
We are, yeah. Yeah, I'd say we're in a trade war with China. The EU, the European Union, which is like the collection of countries in Europe.
And you should go listen to our Brexit episode.
You should listen to the Brexit episode. I would say we're also probably, you would probably say we're in a trade war with the EU. And you might even say we're in a trade war with Mexico. And you know, there's no like specific rule that says like, okay, now you're in a trade war, now you're not. It just means like, there's this tit for tat increasing of tariffs.
In the newspaper a lot also you will see like, oh, we just increased the tariffs today. Like that's happening currently right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So to wrap up, a tariff is when the government increases a tax on things being imported to America from other countries to encourage you to get the things from America, basically. And right now we're in a trade war with a couple places, including China, Mexico, and the EU. And a trade war is when both places increase the tariffs and they get really high, actually.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, basically. That's how it works, basically. That's how tariffs work.
I guess I just have one other observation, which is in that example, when the tariffs go up, what ends up happening to the prices? You said it when we were buying that car.
It goes up, they inflate.
Yeah, so the consumer has to pay a higher price because...
We should go listen to our inflation episode.
And then, by the way, what happens then? Let's say the car...
Listen to our inflation episode.
Listen to the inflation episode. But so let's say the car gets... let's say it's a 50% tariff. Now all of a sudden the car is really expensive. Think about the supply and demand episode. What happens when price goes up?
Oh, demand goes down.
Yeah, because consumers are like, well, I don't want to buy that car anymore. And then what happens? People buy less stuff, and that's bad for the economy. So one of the reasons that creates
they need to find the correct balance of the tariff increase of the tariff increasing and decreasing. Which is hard when it just keeps going up when there's a trade war.
So one of the problems with tariffs is it can slow economic growth because there's less consumption because prices go up.
Yep.
Okie dokie.
All right. Bye, everyone. We'll see you next time. Just keep remembering to tweet any podcast suggestions that you have for episodes to my dad. Bye.